Chapter 69. Arion. At the sound of the lancer signal horns blasting in the distance, Arion moved to the front and watched the halt of their forces.
What's Tolan doing?
The king moved beside him and placed his leather-wrapped ocular to his eye.
What do you see?
Our ranks are taking stands when they should be pressing forward.
Arion grimaced. Something has happened.
Dakarin grabbed a spare ocular from the table and stared out across the battlefield.
He's right. Our front lines have halted their attack.
Arion turned at the sound of approaching steps.
Your Majesty!
Captain Barthol bowed as he reached the entrance.
I have a runner just returned from the front with news, sire.
The young man on Barthol's left stepped forward.
Give him your message, son,
Barthol said, trying to coax the fear out of the young runner at the thought of addressing the High King.
Your Majesty, he said with an awkward bow. Commander Tolan sends word of a new enemy.
The young lad glanced around at all the curious faces.
The Pathfinders have spotted a large throng of...
The boy looked positively peaked.
Well, spit it out, Barthol barked. Whorehounds! There is a force of whorehounds on their way out of the Black Hills!
The king's face twisted as he cocked his head to the side.
What did you just say?
The runner looked horrified, as if he thought the message would surely spell his imprisonment, or worse. Looking around at the others, he repeated his statement.
Whorehounds, your Majesty, from the Black Hills.
The lad gulped, clearly afraid he had just offended the High King. Arion was speechless. Of all the possible scenarios running through his mind, this was beyond anything he could have expected or planned for.
Whorehounds.
The very name added to the tension of the moment, as he tried grasping the reality of what they were about to face. A tall figure, wearing the official crimson of his office, and surrounded on all sides by men in white uniforms, calmly stepped underneath the large overhanging material.
I just received word we are about to have company.
His words held a touch of dryness.
You see, this is what happens when the White Tower is held on a leash, and its duties suspended by a distrustful king.
Watch your tongue, Chancellor, or I will have it removed,
Raiden said, each word clearly marking his otherwise palpable disdain for the man.
What do you want?
Arion could see a spark of hatred flare within the Chancellor's dark eyes, but it soon vanished.
It appears that what I wanted is too late to do either of us any good.
He gestured toward the mountain range.
Since we are all about to be fed on the very creatures of magic the White Tower is supposed to be allowed to suppress.
Do you have any helpful suggestion, Valtor, or are you just here to gloat?
I am but a humble practitioner of medicines, and a student of ancient lore, your Majesty,
Valtor said, as he managed an unsuccessful attempt at modesty.
The only offering I can present is that of my prayers.
The king seethed with anger.
Then do so, away from here and out of my sight, while the rest of us try to devise a way to save our skins.
Baltor bowed and slowly withdrew from the canvas shelter. The grin on his face would have terrified even the most bloodthirsty of cutmen. It was the look of a man who had nothing to fear and everything to gain. The young war runner handed the sealed scroll to the king. Raiden tore the wax with his finger and read the hasty inscription. He then handed the parchment to Arion to read. He read it twice.
What do you think?
I agree with the commander, your Majesty. I believe retreating in order to gather ranks will not only allow us to concentrate our force, but it will put the Silmaran army between us and the hounds.
I agree.
The king inscribed his reply, rolled the parchment, dripped some wax, and stamped it with his seal. Handing the runner his reply, the king bade him farewell and offered his encouragement on the fine job the runners were doing. Arion turned to his captain. "Morthal, spread the word. Let the High Guard know what's coming. Also, have them pull partway up the hill. I want them separated into 4 block units, no single formations. We can't fight something like this in small groups. It must be as a whole."
"Yes, sir."
Morthal saluted, and Arion watched as his friend rushed down the sharp knoll toward the High Guard station below. Turning back to the battlefield, Arion noticed the prince stepping around the side of the royal command post to have a word in private with his gaunt advisor. Something about Valtor always left Arion feeling dirty. Through the rain, Arion could just make out the front lines of the battle below. He could see the outline of Tolan's staging pavilion further back. He wondered how his mentor was holding up under the pressure of such news. It was going to take a miracle to hold out against what was coming, even if half of what the young war runner had said was proven true.